Welcome back. Some months ago, I wrote the obituary, and there is a celebration of the life of one of, to my mind, the greatest performers to ever call Chicago home. For a while, you didn't call Chicago home as long as I have and some other people. Taking place at Evanston, at Space in Evanston, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Richard Friedman, my old friend and a noted theater producer, he was also a dear friend of Jim Post. Richard, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm here with Mo Dixon, who's going to be performing tomorrow night.
You have put together, we've started doing this. Richard and I talked when Jim died in his, I don't know if you call Galena his hometown. And hi, Mo, how are you? I can't wait to talk to you, too.
Richard, I'm doing great. I just flew in from Portland, Oregon just now.
You came in just for this. Well, who wouldn't, for God's sake? You know, I think one of the things, Richard, if you could talk, if both of you guys could talk for a while, what amazes me about the life and times of Jim Post is, and maybe it's because he didn't stick around here for a long time and went out to Galena, which is not Chicago. Jim deserves, I think, to be accorded the same kind of stature in life and in death as someone like John Prine and or Steve Goodman. I think he was a seminal artist on the folk boom scene here, don't you? And I'm curious what you think of why he is not, you know, the three of us certainly loved him and admired him, but that's not a general feeling, is it, Richard?
No, and you're right. He was a great songwriter, a great performer. He turned out to be a great actor, too. Who knew?
Yeah.
He was, and besides his personality, as you know, could light up a whole auditorium or a single person every time he met somebody. He just was, I think it's because he hit with that pop song, which is a great song. We'll be doing that tomorrow night, Reach Out of the Darkness. But, he didn't really, it was destiny was not to be a rock and roller.
Yeah.
So whereas, you know, it got a little confusing. What do you think, Mo?
Wow. I mean, in the past few weeks, I had to research so much to get back into it. And that's what we were talking about, is he was truly, truly a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone ever told him that, you know, up to his face. And the whole Galena thing, I remember driving to Galena because originally Jimmy's idea was we should start an artist colony up here and just have a place. We'll buy a farm or something like that so we could just come out here when we're not on the road and just sit around for a week or two at a time and write songs. Wouldn't that be great? And I remember us driving around Galena in those days in this beat-up old car. It's amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah, but Rick, you're right. And, boy, I love Bonnie Collock, Steve Goodman, and John Prine, everything they've ever done. But Jim was sort of like, because he left town and he never moved to Nashville or got to a center, a hotbed, he wanted a simpler life,
yeah,
I think. And, you know, and he became, when he decided that he was going to write shows, and he did Galena Rose, How Whiskey Went in the West, and then Mark Twain and Laughing River, it's just like he found a whole new realm to master.
Yeah, I think Richard and Mo too, that those three shows rank with the best shows ever. This is not hyperbole here. I think they rank with among the best shows ever created about and in the Midwest. You guys have to agree with that, do you not?
Oh, it's mind-boggling.
Totally. You know, he did Galena Rose at the Smithsonian, the Guthrie up in the Twin Cities. We got him to Vienna to do Mark Twain for the English Theater in Vienna, Austria. And he did a residency in Jackson Hole, Wyoming with Mark Twain. And, you know, anyone who met him or heard him perform would become a fan for life. He just didn't get those big opportunities.
Yeah,
you know?
It's confounding to me. There's one. I wrote this in the sad obituary that I wrote in September of last year about him. I wrote, one of the notable encounters in Chicago's rich musical history took place one night decades ago when Luciano Pavarotti, in town to perform at the Lyric Opera, was convinced to partake of Jim Post's one-man show called Galena Rose, which was playing at a small theater in town. The opera giant was scheduled to see just the first act, but was so enthralled that he stayed for the entire show. Backstage afterward, he told Post, "You have the voice of an angel. You should have been an opera singer." That one anecdote, true or not, I believe it. I believe it to be true.
I believe it, too. I just told Mo that story on the way out from the airport, driving him up to Evanston. And yes, and then Howard Levy, who's going to be performing, he said that man's voice was from on high.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, of all those people, you know, he's the purest singer. And he's underrated as a songwriter, and you know, I've got his manuscript of his life story that I hope to get in shape someday. He was, as you know, a great storyteller.
Yeah,
and any Jim story was good enough to be told 8 times.
No question.
But we've got this lineup of people. It's so exciting. Ann Hills, another magical voice. Howard, who plays harmonica and piano at a genius level. Randy Sabine, our music director, on mandolin and the guitar and violin. You know, I mean, it's going to be a great show. Dawn Ferris. And did I leave anyone out, Mo?
That sounds like a good lineup to me.
We might have a special guest or two that'll also knock people's socks off. It's going to be great.
I know you're traveling somewhere, but if you can hang on for a couple minutes, I want to continue this conversation.
No, we're sitting in front of the hotel, and we've got all night.
Fantastic. Listen to a couple of WGN commercials, and then we'll continue the conversation. Thank you, guys. Jim Post was 82 years old when he died in 2022, and tomorrow night at the Space in Evanston, which was a glorious, glorious venue, a bunch of his friends, kind of under the direction of his very good friend, the theater maestro Richard Friedman, are going to be there performing. Among them, Mo Dixon, who's also on the phone. And I guess Eddie Holstein's probably going to be there, too, yeah?
I was going to just say, Eddie Holstein and also Dick Tenney, who's a longtime friend of Jim. These are great musicians. All the songs will be mostly music. There'll be a little poetry, a little this. And a couple of people telling stories who aren't singing. But the idea is to bring back the spirit of the Earl of Old Town, Holstein's Amazing Grace, Charlotte's Web in Rockford, the Fifth Peg, Somebody Else's Troubles. I mean, this is the Chicago folk movement was incredible.
Yeah, it was.
And
without,
we've got living legends here who are going to honor a legend who, that's how we call it, an evening with. Out in parentheses, Jim Poster. He's going to be there looking down on us.
In this case, it would not surprise me if Jim did not figure out some way to convince God to let him out and come down for a little while. He was one of the most ebullient guys. You know, I'm reading from this sort of homage that I did for him a year ago. And we were talking about the fact that he went to Galena and in so doing kind of fell off the radar of the, you know, hipster crowd in Chicago. But he really loved Galena. He was open to its charms and wonders. And he told me, and hey, fellas, doesn't this just sound like Jim? He said, you know, Rick, just a couple of days ago, I was looking out my first floor window at a bunch of trees in the distance. And all of a sudden, this bear walked up and stared in the window at me. And I stared back, wondering to myself, I wonder what that bear is thinking. He understood the wonders and joys of life, and he put it into song, and he put it into his shows. I hope there is a second life for those shows. I don't know if anybody out in Galena performs them. They certainly are bigger.
I don't know if anyone else could do it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
you got to play banjo and guitar, and you got to act.
Yeah, yeah.
He changed his appearance to look like Mark Twain 24/7. And it was hilarious. You know, there's a little known fact that, you know, he got hair plugs to make his hair look like Mark Twain. He was serious, man. He did not go halfway at anything.
Now, you guys, when I would talk, You know, Jim would call and we'd talk every once in a while during his last few years. And he also talked to Corky Siegel a lot. And Corky told me this. He told me the last Corky, who just turned 80, and good for him, said the last couple of years I spoke to Jim often. He became such a mellow dude, a very kind and compassionate dude, and actually a perfectly and joyful wise dude. He appreciated the gifts that fell from heaven into his lap, and he was very ready for the closing remarks. You guys talked to him near the end too. That's a good way to feel about the end of a life, is it not?
Well, yeah. Yes, I think so. You know, I was in the hospital visiting Jim in Dubuque, and Corky called up. And
wow.
I gave him an update. And I just know Corky on the outskirts. But, you know, that song, Hey Billy Jean, that Jim wrote, that Corky and his band, the Seagull Squall Band,
sure.
You know, it was a genius. I mean, he could have gone to Nashville and written songs for other people. He just wanted to live his life on his own terms, and he sure did.
You know,
and yeah, he loved that, being out there.
You know, that's that both fellas, Richard Friedman, Mo Dixon. That's an admirable way to live, and I hope that comes up tomorrow. That people, yes, we're celebrating the life and times and fun of Jim Post, but he did it. He also did it his way. He didn't compromise. He followed, you know, this his own heart. Wouldn't you say?
Well, his heart was, I mean, it was, you know, what you see is what you get, but it was like a movie from the moment you woke up. I can't even tell you what it's like to be on the road with him on a Sunday morning, and then he starts going into this self-proclaimed evangelist minister thing, you know, where this is how I would wake up sometimes. And then he would, around the house and stuff, it would be like, first thing, you get up really, really early in the morning, and then the guitarist would come out, and you'd have like about 5 cups of coffee, and then you'd go for a walk. He was a really good walker. And he would go around town, and he would say hello to everyone in Galena. And he really, really enjoyed being part of a community, you know?
Yeah.
Because the hardest thing about when you're a touring musician is being able to say that, because you're gone all the time.
Yeah, that may be so true, because he was originally, and I think everybody starts to think of, well, everybody's like, you know, John Prine and Steve Goodman and all the great folk and the Holstein brothers, that they all were born and raised and, you know, under rocks in Skokie or the South Side. Jim was from Houston, of all places. I think I could always tell a kind of accent there, but not really. He became, you know, he came here in the early 60s, and that's when he, you know, walked into the Earl of Old Town. You told me, again, Jim is telling the story, that he actually said he earned more sitting on the sidewalk across the street playing his guitar than he earned at his first gig at the Earl. And I guess we can believe that, can't we?
I believe it. He might have got a free drink out of Earl. I don't know. Jim, Mo was telling me, when I agreed with him, that Jim liked to give life advice. His thing with me, and I know, Rick, you're kind of a secular Jew like I am, he'd say, Richard, why the hell don't you get a bar mitzvah? And I said, I'm 70 years old. Why should I get a bar mitzvah? You know? I never entered temple until, you know what? I saw a picture of Mike Bloomfield being bar mitzvahed in 1956 in Glencoe, down the street from my house at the North Shore Temple.
Oh, my
God. And I
thought,
wow. Yeah, and they got a picture with his bubby next to him. You know, the great musicians come from Chicago, and it's a great place to nurture people. And we're going to get that spirit tomorrow night. I should say evansonspace.com is where you can get one of the remaining standing room tickets, because all the seats are gone.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
And it's going to be magical, and we're going to raise some good money for the Musicians Relief Fund. B.J. Levy, the president of the union, is going to be there, and he'll say a few words. It won't be a commercial. It'll just be telling you where the money's going to go. And so we're doing a good thing for a lot of people, I think. And mostly we're doing it for ourselves.
Yeah.
We love them so much.
Well, that's, you know, that's what happens when you get to a, you know, when you get to walk the earth at a certain time, and you should, and you're doing it, you guys. You're honoring your friend, but you're also honoring memories that so many people share, you among them. Mo Dixon, where do you live now?
I live out on the Columbia River Gorge, which is the border of Washington State and Oregon.
Wow, it sounds beautiful.
I built a home out there, like 2,000 feet up above the gorge.
Oh.
And then I still live in Colorado as well, and my other home is up in the mountains of Colorado because I still ski a lot and things. So it's at Copper Mountain, Colorado.
Oh, you've got that old Jimmy David Post wanderlust. That's great. You see any bears come up to your house like Jim did?
We see it all the time.
Yeah. fellas, I'm Richard knows my situation. I hope I can join you guys tomorrow, but if I can't...
Oh, that would be so great.
If I can't,
I will... Hey, Rick, will, if you come, we're going to make you say a few words. Just warning you, all right?
That's fine. I've done that before. I mean, friends
I know.
Friends
I mean,
go.
Yeah, hey, you're a great chronicler. Your stories about Jim over the years have been fantastic.
Yeah, so I love the guy.
Thanks for having us on.
Don't be silly.
I know we all do, and thanks so much.
EvanstonSpace.com, 7 p.m. tomorrow evening.
Yes, and get there early
there.
If you're coming.
Yes, yeah, do get there early.
Great music and showing all these slides of Jim through the years.
Oh.
So the pre-show is going to be a lot of fun, too. And, yeah, if you can make it, if you hear this and you come, I guarantee you won't be glad that you did.
I can guarantee it, too. Fellas, Richard Friedman, Mo Dixon, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
All right,
you're welcome.
Take
we really
care.
Appreciate you. Well.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure. It should be quite an event. I'm sure it'll be sold out, but it'll be those guys are lively guys, and it's a lively scene.